Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I am your host, Allison Nitsch. We are going to wrap up this year with an episode all about momentum. Can you believe 2025 is over? I really feel like it just started. But we're going to be talking about how to set up your podcast for success in 2026, building that momentum to keep it growing and keep it working for you. And it doesn't matter whether you've been podcasting for years or you are just launching your show tomorrow or even in 2026. Now is the perfect time for you to pause and reflect and make sure that your show is fully aligned with where you want your business to go next year. Where do you want it to lead? What offers are you going to be creating and working towards and all of the different things? So we want to keep building on what's already working and or creating a plan that helps your podcast grow with your business because we don't want it to be separate from your business. Podcast first means your podcast is your business. It is your marketing engine. It is your CMO. It is all the things and everything else comes from the podcast. So I just love this time of year. I don't know. I am not one for like New Year's traditions or not traditions. What do you call them? Resolutions. New Year's. Whatever you call them. I am not about that. I am not even really about like picking a word of the year. I will do that sometimes. And by February, I forgot what my word was. So I don't do them. But what I do try to do each year is look at my own podcast and ask myself these questions. And even my clients, I have them ask themselves these questions at the end of the year, whether I've worked with them at some point in the year or I still am. I want you to look back and think, is your content still aligned with your current offers? A lot of the times with the new year, we think we need to change up our offers. Unless you're like me, last year I had pretty much a midlife crisis, I joke, and I just completely switched businesses. And I was like, what am I doing? And 4 or 5 months later, I came back to where I'm supposed to be. But even if you're just thinking it's a fresh year, I need new offers, I want to do something different this year, you need to make sure that your content is aligned with those offers. You need to make sure that you are attracting the right people. And most importantly, are you still enjoying what you're creating? Are you still enjoying the way you're doing it? If not, we need to look at how we can tweak that because we don't want our podcast to fall apart because your podcast is a huge part of your business. Whether you think it is or not, I want you to realize that it is. It grows with you. And what you worked on last year might not be what is needed this year. So we need to step back and look at that. So today, I want to walk you through 5 simple ways that you can set up your podcast for success in the new year, whether you're listening to this going into 2026, if you're listening to it next year. And I might start doing this once a year. I kind of like this idea. But the same process applies no matter when you do it. It's just strategic planning, what it's going to look like the next year. And I do this with clients inside of my Podcast First Growth Accelerator, especially if they're working with me around this time of year. So let's talk about what we do first. And that is you want to reflect on what worked and also what didn't. We don't like to think about that, but you have to kind of know what didn't work as well because you need to know what not to keep doing. So before, and you probably have already, if you're like me, you've already started planning into 2026. I actually thought I should have probably recorded this later, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it, or not later, earlier. Regardless, it doesn't matter. You can start at any time. But think about, look at your podcast analytics. But this time you're going to go a little bit deeper than what you usually do, and especially much deeper than downloads. And I will link the episode that I talk about the metrics that you should be looking at. But I want you to look at these metrics, not just like we usually do month after month. This is when you're going to go, and this may take you a while to do because you need to compare year to year. So if you're new, you won't have this yet, and that's okay. But you want to ask yourself which episodes from the year got the most engagement. Maybe it wasn't even in the numbers that you can see. Maybe it sparked conversations. Maybe it sent so many people to your DMs or emails telling you about it. You want to keep track of those things because it's going to help you thinking about what you want to create moving forward. What topics or even call to actions led to real results like inquiries or sales or email subscribers? What were you talking about during those things? And you may be thinking, Allison, I have no idea. I did not keep track. Well, one of the things you can do is you can go back to those episodes that have the higher ratings or the numbers, such as maybe, you know, even downloads, let's just say it, like whatever it is, whatever number you're looking at, look at that episode and even just go to your episode description and see what was the summary you talked about, what call to actions did you leave, because you should be leaving any call to action you say in your episode should be linked in the episode description. And then where did you feel most energized or connected while recording? Which episodes do you feel like just lit you up? Like which ones do you just love creating? And which episodes are you like, ugh, I know my audience needs to hear this, but I don't love talking about it. Just document all of that. We're not judging ourselves. We don't want to make ourselves feel bad. It's just to identify patterns. We want to be seeing if this pattern continues or if it was just a random episode. That's kind of where I'm going with this. What's working and what your future strategy should look like. So like we want to take what is working and put that in our future strategy, and what's not working, we can kind of leave that. We can leave that in 2025 or whatever year you're coming from. So the second thing we want to do is we want to revisit our podcast purpose, the positioning, why you started this. I know this seems silly, but sometimes I will take my clients through this, especially when they come to me and they're like, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I've said it all. I've been recording for 2 years. I've talked about the same thing. I've got nothing else left. I've had several of those meetings with clients before. And I will tell you, the first thing I want you to do is to ask yourself, does your show still attract the type of clients and listeners that you want to work with? If it's not, that's kind of a sign you need to tweak what you're talking about. If your ideal client has changed, then so should your content. And that also goes into the next thing of, does your title, cover art, and description still reflect what you want to offer and what you will be offering and who you help? If things have adjusted a little bit, or you've maybe switched niches a tad, or maybe you've, you know, for example, my old podcast was all about podcast production and systems and how to help, you know, create podcasting simple. And even though I still do those things, I have transitioned into more of the strategist and how to help you grow your podcast and to make it your marketing engine to where you don't have to focus on all the other stuff. Your podcast can come first, and just making your business marketing simpler. That message has tweaked. Therefore, I had to tweak the name of my show and my cover art and all those things. So just really think through that. And if not, I mean, if those things don't align anymore, this is your opportunity to say, I need to change some things. I need to shift my positioning. I need to maybe get a clearer tagline. I maybe need to update my keywords for SEO. Any of those things can completely change how your podcast can perform in 2026. So just know it doesn't have to be huge tweaks. You don't have to completely change your business. Just even making little messaging tweaks, that's going to make a big deal. So I help clients with this in my Podcast First Growth Accelerator. We reposition shows all the time. This is something that is often the biggest light bulb moment it happens. So please feel free to reach out to me. I will leave you can always apply for the accelerator. We just hop on a call and make sure it's a good fit, and I can walk you through more information about that, but I'll link that below. But that is something we can look through. Like, how can we get your podcast back on track and focusing on it growing your business? The third thing is we want it to align with your offers. And I know you may be thinking, Allison, you talk about that all the time. Yeah, I do, because it is the one of the biggest reasons that podcasts stall. They operate their podcast separately from the business. Like, they have their business, they're working on the business, they have their clients, and then yet they have this podcast. And a lot of the times it's because they've sort of taken their podcast into, I don't want to say it's a hobby, but they talk about more than just their business. And that's okay. You can certainly do that. But when your episodes are designed to lead into your offers, that's when your podcast becomes a sales system and it's not just content. And that's kind of the message I want people to really understand, especially going into 2026. So map out your offers and plug them into your, I don't know if you have a content calendar, whatever you have. So if that's your freebies or whatever you might have that's a very minimal entry level, that's going to catch your early stage listeners. They're just finding you. They don't know you. They still need to learn to trust you type thing. Then you can have either, I don't know, maybe it is your higher offer, whatever it might be, but it gets people ready to work with you. Like, you're talking about your offers in a way that make them understand what you do and how you can help them. And that's going to serve the ones who are ready for the transformation that you provide. And when you know what you're leading to, when you know what offers you're talking about, I mean, the content practically plans itself. I mean, I'm talking right now about, I don't know, how to plan. So I needed to have content that teaches you how to do that. So it just, once you know what you're talking about, it just, the content becomes so much easier. So that's the biggest thing right there, is it has to align with your offers. And if your offers are changing, you need to make sure that you are communicating that with your listeners, because they need to know what you offer. If they don't know what you offer, they're not going to purchase from you. I mean, that kind of sounds self-explanatory, but it is. And then the fourth one is, you need to be planning for sustainability. And by that, I mean, if 2025 was about growing your podcast, then you need to let 2026 being about finding a way to be simpler, finding a way to be more at ease with it. So, and if the opposite, if you started your podcast in 2025, you're just getting the ball rolling. So maybe 2026 is all about growth. No matter what situation you are in, think about your workflow. How can you make podcasting feel lighter but still impactful? And by that, I mean, can you batch your episodes instead of going week to week? Can you maybe switch up how you're doing it? Can you simplify your editing process? Can you hire out? Can you maybe hire on an editor? Can you help get somebody to help you with, I don't know, if you still do Instagram content, can you help get someone to help you with that promotion stuff? Anything that you can do to simplify things, that is going to make your life so much easier. But find this workflow that works for you. If you are on a great, I wasn't going to say path, but like a pattern and or a system that works for you, and you know that it's not letting you, you know, skip episodes and you're keeping everything consistent, stick with it. This is for those that need to tweak some things. Even building in breaks so that you can rest. This is why I love batching so much, because I record once a month. Like, I am recording, what today is today? Today is November 11th. And this goes out December 31st, New Year's Eve. I remember thinking it's New Year's Eve on this episode. I'm recording so far ahead that I get to take the rest of November off. I will take one day in December to record January's episodes, and then I get to enjoy the holidays without having to worry about anything or skipping episodes. Now, I know several, I'm thinking of one in particular, a podcast host. She chooses not to release episodes in December so she can take a break. Her audience expects that, but she also has a very high audience. Like, what was I going to say? A very high audience. What am I trying to say? Audience count? She has a lot of followers. Let's just say that. And it's more, it does involve her business, but it's more, I don't know how to describe it without saying who it is. So I'm just going to say it works for her, although that's her and she does have a lot of followers. So you have to just know what works for you. If taking a break works for you, I know some people who work in seasons and that works for them. But when you're thinking about, let's just say this, when marketing takes a break, your business takes a break, meaning you're not going to get new clients unless you have something running on evergreen. And in that case, a podcast could be. People could be listening to your older episodes. I have a client right now who is on a break. She has not released an episode since, I think, the very first of July. It is November. And last week she had over 700 downloads on her podcast. 700 and has not released an episode in weeks. Now, she gets way more than that when she is consistently releasing episodes, but that just goes to show, well, first of all, the power of podcasting. But if you have a loyal audience, they will come back and they will listen to you. So if you decide to take breaks, I really just encourage you to, one, batch ahead, or two, let your audience know. And if you're going to take a break, make sure you do come back when you say you're going to come back. If not, I don't want to say they lose trust in you, but it just makes them start to wonder, well, is she coming back? So my vote is batch your episodes. Don't miss a beat. Then your marketing lives on and you don't have to worry about trying to catch up when you come back. So again, being sustainable, having that sustainable strategy leads to those consistent results, and those consistent results are what lead to sales. So that's why I just say batch and not have to worry about it. Okay, the fifth one is creating a visibility plan that will support your podcast. Go back to episode, I can't think of it right now, but I will definitely put it in the show notes. Actually, I'm going to look it up. Episode 24. And that is all about getting visible without even having to be on social media, but you can certainly be on social media as well. So don't forget about finding that visibility. Podcasting is the heart of your content. It is the hub. It is your marketing engine, but you can use it to drive discovery from other places. So think about repurposing your episodes into emails. And I definitely recommend blogs and using Pinterest. You can repurpose them into social media posts, whatever you choose to do. Creating those Pinterest graphics that drive people back to your podcast through the blog post. Sharing, even just sharing snippets and quotes that highlight what you were talking about. That just does a lot too. I mean, there's a whole different strategy on how to repurpose. But the idea is that it just takes one episode that can create so many different things that you are not constantly reinventing the wheel. It's not about being everywhere. We do not want to be everywhere. That is how you burn out. Okay. We want to have the right people finding you and we want to help them find you. There's somebody out there that needs to hear you today. So we want to make sure that they hear you. And that means you have to get out there so people can find you. Even if it's just by doing podcast SEO, that is the least that you should be doing. So as you start thinking about 2026, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to treat your podcast like your marketing engine, like it is the only part of your marketing that matters. I don't want it to be something that you just have to keep up with. I want it to be something that actively supports your goals and builds your business, brings you leads, grows your email list, brings you clients, makes you sales, whatever it does. And I want to help you create that plan, the kind that, I mean, it aligns your podcast with your offers, your messaging, your growth goals, whatever you have. I want people to feel the way I do about podcasting and about what it's doing for my business. So I am wishing you a new year of clarity, of connection, of growth, of podcasting. And I want you to have the most amazing year yet. If you're listening to this on the day it releases, Happy New Year. And if you're listening to it anytime after, well, Happy New Year, because it's 2026 by then. So until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. And I will see you in 2026. I know that was cheesy, but there you go. See you next year, friend.